I'm good.
All right. Well, I guess to kind of start off things, y'all are bringing some new additions to the festival this year. You know, virtual reality, there's a whole new media section. Can you catch me up on what you guys are trying to do new this year?
Sure, absolutely. We added three new categories, the new media, which includes the virtual reality, and music documentaries, and then LGBTQ. So all three of those are juried competitions.
What made you guys want to try, you know, the new stuff? I mean, you guys have been pretty successful the last 14 years for the festival.
Sure. There were different reasons for each one. New media, we actually added last year the curated area, and it was so successful we realized we needed to grow that a little bit more, so we built onto it. Music documentaries, a big thing about Mississippi is there's a lot of music here, and we've always shown some music documentaries, and we've always gotten so many submitted, but we'd always just played it in the regular documentary category, and so we couldn't make every single film, you know, a music documentary, so we were always limited by not having a film category, and so just, you know, based on submissions and interest, we decided that needed to be its own separate thing.
Now, with the music documentaries and it being a new media section, does that mean there's a potential for, you know, live performances in the future or even now? Like, you know, are you guys looking to do...
We are doing a few... We've always had a partnership with Thacker Mountain Radio, which is a live broadcast throughout the south, or throughout the state. And so we've always had some music to kick off the festival anyway. So on top of that, some of our music video musicians are going to be doing some little sets in between film blocks throughout the weekend. And then we also worked out a deal with Sonny Burgess and the Pacers, which one of our music docs is about, and they're coming down from Arkansas to play Friday night.
Yeah, that's going to be kind of fun.
Yeah, they're really fun, actually.
I've got to ask, you know, you guys have always been really impressive in the number of world premieres you get. You're obviously at the beginning of the year, but what is it about the atmosphere of Oxford that you guys are able to pull in, you know, world premiere films? You guys showcase films for the very first time.
Sure, we weren't always that way, but I think as we've grown as a festival and word of mouth, we used to be the festival that people premiered at Sundance and they played everywhere else, and then if they were still on the circuit, they'd be like, well, a year later, here's our film. But we've been very lucky that people, other filmmakers have said what a great festival experience they have here, that people are no longer considering this as a second year run, but as a, you know, this is a great place to start my festival run. So it's been really something that's grown over the past 3-4 years.
You know, we brought up one of the elements that you guys are doing more of and much bigger new this section is the LGBTQ section.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Obviously here in Dallas, that community is very huge. And it's impacted a lot of our choices in films. Can you talk about the Oxford community embracing this section and having it be a college town? Has that helped impact being able to bring in films of this nature?
That's a good question. The first part of that, I'm not sure if you're familiar with all the religious bills that went around last year, but the one in Mississippi was called HB 1523. And even though there are no laws in the state protecting LGBTQ people, they wanted to make sure that people had the right and legally were able to discriminate against them, which is an insane thing. So our response at first was just to say we don't support this religious bill. We believe all voices, you know, should be heard, etc. And we got so much pushback for that that we realized we needed to do more. Although we've always shown LGBTQ films, we felt we needed to push that into an entire category and really highlight these stories as we're struggling in this state with this concept. And we've been really lucky tying into the university because they do have programs like the Allied program that support this. So we've had a lot of partnerships with that and the Sarah Eichen Center for Gender Equality. There's several groups on campus that focus on this sort of thing, so they've been very supportive of making this happen.
To kind of maybe tie into this, your poster for the festival, I think, showcases this to some extent. Can you tell us about the elements of the poster? And I really love it. I think it's very visual, yeah. But can you talk, do you know what I mean? Like, it, I think it touches upon these new issues.
It's not the pride flag. Everyone asks. it's actually different colors. But you'll see, actually, when you attend, that all the badges match up with one of those colors.
Oh,
and our idea is that there are lots of different voices and lots of different ways to experience film. And so we created sort of a kaleidoscope color idea to say we all kind of come together in the center with Oxford Film Festival.
So I'm really impressed by y'all's lineup. How do y'all, now that you've changed from being the, like you said, the festival used to be, you know, a year later after Sundance type thing. Now that you guys have have really changed the mindset for Oxford, can you talk about the submissions and the types of films that are submitted, and then what makes you guys decide what type of films you're going to bring in? And I mean, you guys have some really fantastic films coming. I'm just curious about the breakdown of the submission policy for you guys, and what makes you guys choose certain films over others.
Sure. We work with, we are on Film Freeway, so we do a submission process for all of our jury films. And then we all travel to numerous festivals throughout the year as well to curate special screening. And my head programmers are constantly texting me with ideas of like, oh, hey, this is having an anniversary. Let's bring that there just because they like this film. So it's sort of a mishmash of, cool ideas that we just randomly come up with and working to see what's sort of out there in the festival world. Unfortunately, as we have grown, our submissions have grown, and so films that we love get rejected because we only have so much space. We have gone from one venue to seven, and it's just I took over, so we've added more films, but even then, we only have so much money, so we can't play everything we like. So it's been hard because films that would be like, they're perfectly great and they're going to play plenty of places, we can't play. And they're like, why did you reject me? You don't like the film? I'm like, no, it's a great film. So it's been really difficult trying to explain it to filmmakers. But we added a new policy last year that's been great, where all of the feedback from our screeners, we give them to the filmmakers if they want it. So that helps them, some of them especially, when everyone's like, this is great, I love it. And they're like, oh, okay, so you didn't hate us. So our programming team, they're head programmers for each category. And then under that, they have screeners who do, I think it's about 40 of those. And so they all watch different things so that we get sort of a diverse group of voices on each film. So at least four people watch every movie. And so from there, they take the feedback of the screeners, they watch it themselves, I also watch everything, and then there's a lot of discussions on some films. Some are just, out of the park, of course we're going to play that, it's wonderful, and some are like, well, how would an Oxford Mississippi audience take this, etc. So there's a lot of dialogue for about 3 months of each film. I feel like that was a really random answer.
What do you think's contributed to your guys having such success and, like you said, expanding from one venue to seven? I mean, what do you think is working?
Mm-hmm. One thing, we were really lucky. We went from an all-volunteer festival to having a full-time executive director and a full board. So we were able to really focus more on fundraising and growing the festival year-round. Because before, it was like, I worked all day, but now I'm going to, work in this coffee shop on the festival, and it was sort of running around ragged, so we could only grow so much. But now having, full-time focus on it has really helped shape it. But I think, a lot of it from the beginning, the original creator of the festival, it was always about hospitality. Even beyond the film, it was always about welcoming people and celebrating film together. And I think keeping that focus as we've grown has really helped, you know, cement the filmmaker experience. And so they talk about us, and that helps a lot.
What made you come aboard with Oxford? What is in your background that led you to want to be a part of this? And then obviously, you know, you've risen up very quickly.
Well, I've lived all over the country, but I grew up mostly in San Diego, and I was a film minor in college. And I really wanted to become a film critic. But then I moved to Mississippi, and there's not a big film criticism community here. And so I moved from a place that had a ton of indie film, Southern California, to Mississippi. I was very nervous, and the first year I moved here, the film festival started. So I was like, oh, great, there's, you know, independent film here, fantastic. So I just attended the first year and loved it. So I got involved as a volunteer the second year, and then just kept growing through the ranks to stay with it. So it's definitely become, for a long time, it was my passion project, but now, you know, an actual paycheck, so that's really helpful. I just always love film, so this is a natural fit.
You know, there's so many films I could bring up, but I would love to hear from you some gems that you wouldn't mind people taking notice of. And I mean, obviously, the site's done a great job of showcasing some of the bigger directors are going to be coming with their films, but is there any films that you want to give a shout out to, just to say, hey, this might be or need to be on your radar?
I mean, obviously the big ones like I Am Not Your Negro and things like that are definitely important to see, but what I always like about the festival is finding that first time filmmaker and then getting to watch their career blossom. A couple of those we have, we have several people returning, which is always great. So Jeffrey Ruggles has an experimental film, and he's been here before. And Don Black has a great short comedy called Goodbye Nina, and he's been here before as an actor, but now he's become a filmmaker. So sort of changing, you know, going behind the camera. So that's been interesting. Our Doc Shorts blog is actually the thing I'd probably shout out the most, because that category was really hard this year, because I would say every single one that was submitted was top quality, like really good doc shorts. I've actually talked to several programmers at our festival, and they're seeing the same thing this year. Like, there's just a really good group of filmmakers out there doing doc shorts right now. So every single one in that category is fantastic.
Speaking of talking to other programmers, what festivals do you personally like keeeping an eye on or communicating with? What festivals, maybe not to reflect on Oxford, but just those people do a good job, and they help you and your team, you know, get your style.
We have a really great network in the Southern Festival Circuit. Sidewalk Film Festival, Indie Memphis, New Orleans Film Festival, we all travel to each other's festivals every year and support each other and give ideas. Atlanta Film Festival, we all sort of just talk all the time. It's been really great to sort of have that network, especially Sidewalk, because they come at the right time of year. We end up getting a lot of programming ideas from them, or a lot of stuff that might play there has submitted to us. I get to see it with an audience, so that's such a helpful festival for us, because we kind of have similar audiences, even though they're bigger than us. So I get to really experience, like, how are people responding to films.
You know, in Dallas and a lot of the festivals here in Texas, it's fun to see all the people that love going to festivals, but I'm always amazed when we get to see new blocks of audience members we've never seen before. I'm curious, how do you guys get new people to the festival? What is Oxford doing that's getting new people to the festival?
Sure. We do a few things. One of them is we always have free programming every day, so that people that are like, what's a film festival, that aren't willing to commit a, you know, ticket, can just try us, you know, just kind of a sample. So like our virtual reality, we provide for free. People can come experience all of those. We have we partner with like the public library to put some older films, and we provide some free kid programming and other films. Maybe their second encore screening is free at a different location. So just trying to give people sort of a sampler of what the festival is, and hopefully they'll come, try a free thing, and then buy a pass the next year.
What other things to do in Oxford, like outside of the festival, that people can, you know, tell me a bit about the town? Because this will be our first time coming to Oxford.
Well, this year it's also opening weekend for Ole Miss baseball, so there'll be a lot of sports fans in town. Drinking is a big hobby in college town. You'll see there are a lot of restaurants. We have what's called the Square, which is our downtown, and there are way too many restaurants for a small town, but people come from all over the region to eat here because we have several James Beard Award winners and so forth things. So eating at John Curran's restaurant or Ajax, you'll see a lot of people reference that. we have an arts building that's a community arts space. We have a really nice gallery on the square. We have a university museum with one of the best antiquities collections in the country. So we have lots of art things happening all the time. And then sightseeing, a lot of history fans. LTC Lamar is from here, and there's a house. There's several Civil War houses. And then William Faulkner, of course, his home, Roanoke, is here. And that's always a big draw for tourists.
Very cool. Well, I guess kind of final question, Melanie. From your experience of coming to the festival, especially since you were there from year one, what film or filmmakers that were there just stick into your mind of, gosh, I'm so glad I got to see this or experience this. This is one of my great memories of my time at Oxford.
I have lots of those. we screened, I don't know if you're familiar with the documentary, Darius Goes West.
Yes, very good.
Yeah, but Darius and the whole crew came, and it was such a wonderful experience getting to meet him and all of that. But also, in the movie, he tried wasabi and didn't know what it was and freaked out. So we presented him with a tube of wasabi, and he just cracked up. It was just very fun to have him. And he recently passed, so it was very sad. We've had some really fun celebrities, like James Franco. Getting to tour him around Roanoke in the middle of the night was really neat. And Morgan Freeman, when he came at Prom Night in Mississippi, and he's been several times, but having that film, which is so important, and him, even before it premiered on HBO or anywhere else, we got to play it, and that was really a nice moment for Mississippi. I'm trying to think, there's so many, but those are some highlights.
Definitely. Well, Melanie, I'm really excited. I know me and Dev have been wanting to go to a festival, and we've been talking with people about like which festivals to go to. We were looking for something at the beginning of the year, and John Wildman has been pushing us on y'all for so long. It was like, gosh,
he's
let's
so
just
great
commit
at that.
It.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm glad. I hope you have a good time here. It's just a fun fest. There's lots of food and drink and stuff, so we keep you busy.
Well, definitely.
And John will email you actually about all the media opportunities once you're here too, so that you don't have to try and wrangle filmmakers. We're doing all of that for you. So.
Perfect. Well, we'll be there for the festival, and Melanie, thanks for the time, and I'll definitely I'll get this up soon so we can hopefully get more people in the seats.
Cool. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. You have a good weekend. Bye.
Bye, you too.